Hello and welcome to Champagne Circus, business with a female twist. My name is Yvonne, your host here at Champagne Circus and also founder of Female Business Scaling. Today's episode is a very, very special episode to me as it's the first solo episode ever. Today, I want to take you a little bit into the journey of Champagne Circus behind the scenes and also the idea and the vibe so you know what to expect. In Germany, we have a saying which is, good things take a while. And the idea of becoming a podcast host is already in my mind for more than 2 years. I had to overcome some personal growth challenges in order to do a solo episode and set up a podcast. And I didn't want to just create a podcast for visibility and business purposes. I wanted to create something that's valuable, that's interesting, that's serving. So the idea and the intention for this podcast is to have shortcuts for business owners, shortcuts about how to create an impactful business that is serving your life needs, your life circumstances, your desires, and your dreams. How can I actually create a business I love living in? And if I really think about why that matters to me, a business I love living, it's bringing in the easy and fun and lighthearted way of doing things rather than the paradigm of growing and building a business on the hustle mode way. The way I sometimes perceive business or running a business is like a circus director. A circus director, in my imagination, is someone who's the first one entering the stage, opening the scene, setting the stage and setting the scene for an evening of circus. There's a lot of expectation from the audience. Think about the little kid with the popcorn looking forward to the lions and the tigers and, you know, all these expectations, and the parents excited to see the eyes of the little one glowing. So a lot of expectation of having an awesome evening in the circus. And the circus director is the very first one setting the stage, creating a picture of this evening, which is not even there yet, holding the space for it, directing the mood and the vibe of this evening. And furthermore, making sure to manage and orchestrate the evening so it's running smoothly, so that the experience of the little kid in the audience is outstanding. Imagine all those very diverse members of a circus team. We got the clown, we got the artist, we got the dancers, we got the dancers, we got the tigers, we got the elephants, we got like all this. And the circus director needs to manage and handle them, but also needs to take care for them so they feel safe, creating a safe environment. Think about the lions and the tigers ready to eat you. You need to put some safety measures in place, some procedures. It's running smoothly. Everyone knows what to do when, so you can deliver a great show. It's creating this space of a team. We are doing this together. We are creating this experience for this audience, for this little kid, for the family together. Something which is not visible. The circus director needs to get it across to the circus team members so they feel the vibe and they can contribute with their specialism and their expertise and their zone of genius into this memory of the audience. And considering how the evening goes, the circus director is also the one showing up first and last in the manege on stage, all eyes on him. So to me, it's quite a lot of responsibility, quite a lot of skills, quite a lot of things to juggle, emotions to handle within the team, but also within himself, herself, the circus director. Because the circus director needs to show up and set the scene and present and holding space no matter what. So the circus director needs to handle personal emotions, personal journeys, personal things. It's quite a lot and this is how it sometimes feels as a business owner as well. In the mail world, there are fireside chats, and they are there for a reason. So you meet next to a fireside with a cigar and a glass of rum, and in those mail clubs, this is where you can talk honestly, confidentially, probably vulnerable, about the challenges, about the mistakes, about the learnings, about experience you made. And this is what is happening in the circle. This is how you learn, because you're not alone. In the Manege, as a circus director, you are alone. But there are other circuses. You just need to find a place where you can meet. And basically, that's the idea of Champagne Circus. We females, we do business differently. We have different needs. We are a cyclic person. So we need to consider those life circumstances when we are building our business. Where is our place to meet? I invite you to meet at the bar, taking a sip of champagne, and let's talk about those challenges, about those ideas. Let's learn from each other. Let's be inspired and motivated by other ideas, by other models, by other business perspectives, so we can use them as a shortcut. That's what Champagne Circus is about. That's the vibe. That's the space I'm setting up here for my guests, for me, for you, to share those shortcuts. So you do not need to take the same. You can try it. You can adopt it. You can learn from it. You can be inspired from it. You can be motivated from that. If that's resonating with you, if that's what we can achieve that with that podcast, it's worth every out of the comfort zone now and coming up. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening to the end and taking your time to go through that journey with me. There will be an opportunity where you can share your nuggets, your reflections, your ideas with me, even like sending me a 90-second voice message anonymously to share your thoughts, your perspectives, because that's actually what matters. You will help me making it better and serving your needs. That's what it is about. Help me spread the word. Help me share it. So if you like that, make sure you follow the podcast so you do not miss any episodes, and spread the word. Share it with your business bestie. Share it with your friends. Share it with those who have their ideas in mind and need ideas and inspirations or learnings and sharings, or just this vibe of you can do this. So let's create businesses we love living. Thank you so much for listening till the very end. I'm really looking forward to meet you in the next episode.